Welcome to the Authors to Influencer podcast, in-depth discussions with business influencers to explore new ways for promoting their book, their business, and themselves while growing their authority within their industry. And now, here's your host, best-selling author and CEO of Influence Network Media, Jody Brandstetter.
Lisa, I'm so excited to have you on the Author to Influencer podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about you and what you do?
Absolutely. I am Lisa L. Levy. I'm the founder and CEO of L Cubed Consulting. I'm an author and I am the disruption catalyst speaker. So these are the things that I do to pay the bills, to influence other people's lives, and to have a little bit of fun if I'm able to.
And we talked a little bit on the other podcast that we have, and you talked a little bit about how authorship wasn't really something you've dreamt about your whole life. So tell us, why did you decide to become an author?
Absolutely. So I've never had any illusions or fantasies about, you know, writing the great American novel or anything like that. But as my business was growing, I was being advised that the next step in the natural evolution is to take what I do in my business and put it into a book so that I can share the approach out to a larger audience and that their prospective clients, but it's also right sharing knowledge. And I laughed it off and said, absolutely not going to do it, until about the sixth person actually asked a meaningful question and said, you know, Lisa, why are you so resistant? And I said, there is no way I am ever going to sit down and write a book. My attention span will never allow that to happen. And this friend of mine started laughing and he said, nobody writes a book like that anymore, Lisa. You have all of the facilitations that you do with your clients, all of your slide presentations, all of this content that you've been using for so many years, and a microphone. Record it and then go through the process of turning the recording into a book. And oh my gosh, that was life-changing.
I love that, because there's so many different ways to write a book. And we do. We all have this assumption in us on what we see a book being. You know, a lot of people assume it is this 500-page book with all these case studies and all this research, and it's going to take 5+ years to write it. So why do I want to do it today when actually it could be 100 pages, literally done in a couple days if you really want? But then you have all these new tools that you can use. And yeah, you have all this content and experience. And, you know, one thing that we always talk about is how powerful it is to put your intellectual property in a container. And that is your book. It gives you that credibility. It gives the ability to reach audiences that you've never been able to reach before. So it is such a smart business marketing idea, but I think a lot of us have some imposter syndrome going on, or some, you know, assumptions on what that looks like, that we don't really understand what the actual author journey looks like. So I want to know, what was your author journey like? So it sounds like maybe you did some recording versus the typing. So walk us through that whole experience for you.
Right. And so the experience started out with, you know, why write the book? And it became the equation of credibility, the container for the intellectual property, and a platform for sharing and educating and generating leads for the business. So I knew what I was going after and the components, right? I wanted to have educational information. I wanted to have some case studies, and I wanted to have stories. I wanted people's journeys, their experiences, and holistically, it was the way we were introducing our adaptive transformation framework, which is how we run our business, right? The IP set into, here's how you do it. Here's what it looks like when it's done well. Here's some opportunities, if you're experiencing this, why you might want to use the framework, and the results in the case studies. So it is still a writing process and you need an outline. And I would go through that experience of putting the order, the sequence, and all of that, and then recording things. My educational, you know, what is project management and what does that all look like? And the process improvement work and organizational change and getting all of that content recorded and then converting that into words on a page that we can edit and move things around to create a flow and the sequence. And then I had interviews with leaders who were doing really cool things. Some of them were clients, some of them weren't, right? A conversation like you and I are having right now turns into a chapter in a book. And so those were the pieces of the puzzle, and it was not easy. And I resisted. And there were moments of time where I seriously questioned why I was doing it. It was hard, right? Going back over and editing and re-editing and moving, you know, this chunk of data from one chapter to another for flow and sequence and impact. And for me, the journey was about 9 months in duration. And I personally have never had a child, but I think that if I had the choice, that going through that experience might seem easier than writing another book, but I'm a little past that point in my life now. So, you know, I guess I'm stuck writing books. But it was an emotional journey, and there was imposter syndrome, and there was all sorts of doubt along the way. But when people started reading the chapters and going, oh, that's helpful. Oh, yeah, I hate it when that happens. Oh, wow, that's a great idea. It was all so meaningful.
It is. I mean, it is a roller coaster of emotion. I agree. It is kind of like birthing a child, just, you know, a book instead of a human being. So I guess if I had to pick, I probably would birth a book because it less maintenance of the child. But I kind of had a very similar experience. Our authors had a very similar experience because, again, if you didn't have this on your bucket list, if it wasn't one of those things where you're like, I'm going to write a book, you never even got your mindset in a place where you're like, I can write a book. And so you have to get through that process. There's so much more than just writing the book. I think people don't understand either. You have to pick that cover design. You have to formatted, you know, do you want an ebook? Do you want an Audible? Do you want a paper? I mean, there's so many things, and then you have to market it. So there's so much that goes into it. Was there anything that you wish you would have knew before, or wish you had better guidance through the process of writing your first book, or anything that you've done differently with the other books that you've been writing?
I think the one key lesson for me was to not take it too seriously, right? There is no perfect book. And at the end of 9 months, when we were getting ready to publish and go live with it, well, the pandemic happened, so we paused. So that's something else entirely. But at that moment in time, there were already things, oh, I wish I could have said, and I wish I had said and done this. And really, before all of this stuff happens, there's a key piece that I didn't put in the book at all. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Right? That's the next book. It's something that I use when I speak, right? It's the prelude to the book, right? Before you get into future proofing, you need to understand how to innovate, because the innovation is the key trigger to all of this other stuff. And it doesn't matter that it's not in the book. It's fine. Write another book, do something else, write an ebook to support and bring you back to the book. There are so many things that you can do with the next ideas.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you about next, was the other piece of a book is it's a vessel, right? It's supposed to help you hit new goals for your company or for yourself professionally. You know, I always talk to people like, if my book's on a bookshelf, it's not doing its job. It has to be out. It has to be open. People have to be reading it. And so what are some of the things that you've been doing with the book since it's been published that's helped you with keeping it alive, helping you connect to your ideal customers so that it is a marketing strategy for your business?
Absolutely. And it is a marketing strategy for the business. And there is a line of logic, and there are people who will say that a book's useful lifespan is like 6 months. And I wholeheartedly disagree, right? It's evergreen unless there's something in that content that truly has an expiration date and is no longer relevant. If I were talking about how to use a typewriter, it might not be the most meaningful book for an audience today. But if it's evergreen content, you can continue to do different things with it. So I have created a keynote speech that is supported by the book, and the book supports the speech. It is the explanation and tour of my consulting practice and our framework and how we do what we do. So it's very much educational to the point of a really capable human being could read it, use it, and probably make it happen. But most leaders don't have the time to do that. So it's enough to pique their interest and their curiosity, and it can bring in that sales lead kind of thing. And that's evergreen for me. But each chapter is a blog post of some sort. You know, each topic that I talk about can be recorded and used as a video clip. I have a YouTube channel where there's lots of content and video pieces, parts, and some of that's coming, there's snippets from the book. these conversations that we have in a podcast, right? It's that opportunity to share the idea, share the process, but also write what that content is about. And for me, Future Proofing Cubed is about helping leaders be more effective and efficient. It's just there for them.
And I agree. I mean, with a business book, I think they definitely can last way longer than what a lot of people discuss. I mean, my book's been out for over 2 years and I'm still consistently able to produce from it because it is relevant. It is my business model. I did the exact same thing you did with your book. And it works because, like you said, it's not based off of a specific situation and that situation is never going to happen again. If you make your book broad in a way that it can happen in multiple different ways or in different economic situations, it absolutely continue to last. And then also you can have the second edition, right? The third edition, if you feel like there is some additional content to put in it, but you don't have to write a whole new book to do that. You can tweak the book you have, and then that way you can keep it live too. And I love the blogging and the videos. I mean, there's so many different ways to just continue to keep that book out there, keep you out there, help you be the influencer of your industry. So I really appreciate you taking the time and hanging out with me today and talking about your book journey and what you're doing next. I'm really excited. I know there's a book coming out in January. So do you want to tell everybody and maybe give a little snippet about what that book's going to be about?
In January, Lady Diversity Power will be launching. It is a collaborative book effort, international women leaders who have built amazing businesses are talking about the importance of women leading into the future, that as businesses grow and over time, we're not going to necessarily find our parity at the CEO level of the large corporations. We're going to influence the future of the world through our small businesses that we're going out and opening and growing and leading from the groundswell sort of a perspective. And it's really exciting. And the contributing authors, the stories are amazing. So January timeframe, that one will be coming out.
Oh, fantastic. And that's the other thing. Once you write one book, there's other books in you and you have more confidence to continue to write. And you get to meet these wonderful people through these collective books too, that gives you more networking opportunities, more ability to connect and even help your clients with maybe some of those authors. I mean, the ideas are limitless when it comes to becoming an author. So Lisa, thank you so much for being on the Author to Influencer podcast. How can our audience connect with you if they have any questions or want to talk or chat more with you?
The easiest way to find me is at lisallevy.com and on LinkedIn. The book is available on Amazon, Future Proofing Cubed.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Author to Influencer podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share this episode with a friend. In the meantime, if you're searching for a better way to take that next step with your speaking gigs and company brand, please visit author2influencer.com for more information. That's the word author, then the number 2, influencer.com. Until next time.